Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with your host, the Honorable Sam Rohrer, President of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues impacting our economy, our homes, our churches, our culture, and our daily lives from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Stand in the Gap Today, transforming the culture one heart at a time.
As we say so many times on this program, freedom is not free. And it has to be, it seems, defended in nearly every generation. And regardless of what some may erroneously believe, freedom is not the default position of nations and civilizations past. Rather, bondage, restriction, and control is the normal. And among the most precious constitutional guarantees is the God-given right to freedom of religion and freedom of speech. That's why they are, I think, the First Amendment. But both are under attack in our nation as we speak, and both have to be defended lest we awake one morning to the stark reality that while we slept, the enemy crept in unaware. In fact, today on this program, we're going to share how certain groups in America who are opposed to freedom of religion and freedom of speech successfully shut down a number of planned and confirmed conferences on the threats to freedom. Interesting. Conferences that are talking to people about the threats to freedom were actually shut down by the people who are threatening freedom. Interesting. So today on Stand in a Gap Today, we need to alert you, our listeners, to this threat against liberty that I think that we so often take for granted. Our theme for today is losing our freedom of religion and speech. It's past time to sit up and speak out. And with that introduction, I'd like to welcome you to this Wednesday edition of Stand in the Gap Today. I'm Sam Rohrer, and I'm going to be joined by Evangelist Dave Kistler, president of our North Carolina Pastors Network, and Gary Dahl, executive director of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network, our expert first-time guest to Stand in the Gap Today, but host of his own TV radio network called Worldview Weekend Broadcast Network, is the president and founder, Brannon Howes. Now, Gary, I want to go to you first here right off. You're in the pastorate now, and all of our listeners know that, but we may have new listeners. But before you actually were confirmed in the pastorate, you were actually on a path preparing to go into the media and journalism. Could you just in a few short words tell us what were you taught at that point, Gary, was the duty of the press and its obligation to the maintenance of freedom in our representative republic? Now, I may have I may have lost. Gary, are you there, sir?
Yes, I can hear you. Do you hear me?
Oh, I can. Did you get my question, Gary?
Yes, I did.
All right, go ahead. I heard a little blip on our connections here, and I thought maybe you disappeared. What did they teach you, Gary? What were the themes that they told you were the obligations of a good journalist?
I haven't raptured, though I would like to, so I'm waiting for that. But as it relates to being a journalist, I remember one thing that really stuck out to us, and that is it's important when you're in the press to gather accurate facts and report those facts accurately by the use of many reliable sources as possible. And I kind of think that what's happened over the past years is that we've gotten away from that, Sam.
All right. I think so, too, Gary. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take you back in time right now to 1961. President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, made a speech to the Washington Press Corps. At that point, I'm taking out just less than 2 minutes of that speech that he made. Listen to his warnings and his challenge to the press.
I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion.
You heard that introduction right there, that short statement from President John F. Kennedy. He talked about accountability. He talked about the responsibility of the citizens not shrinking from their duties. He talked about the importance of the First Amendment. I want to bring in right now Brannon Howes. Brannon, you have your own radio and TV program. You go across the country speaking on matters of worldview. And like our Stand in the Gap radio team here, you know the importance of the First Amendment. And before we get into the exact circumstances of what you have personally recently experienced with the infringement of yours and therefore ours, all of ours, freedom of religion and speech, I'd just like to get your viewpoint here on what you think, who you think, however you want to phrase it, are the greatest enemies or the threats to our freedom and specifically to the freedom of religion and speech in this nation. What would you say, Brannon?
Well, thank you, first of all, Sam, for having me on your broadcast today and for what you do. I would say it's a group of people. I would say, first of all, the progressives. That's the term many of them use today, progressives. These would be your socialists, your neo-Marxists. And the reason we use the term neo is because they're a new kind of Marxist. Herbert Marcuse of the Frankfurt School coined the phrase, make love, not war. Many people know that phrase. Well, Herbert Marcuse, who came here in America in 33, said that the old way of revolution is old-fashioned. The new way is a diffused and dispersed disintegration of the system. And so these neo-Marxists, these progressives, many of them outside the visible church, and then them inside the church. They have infiltrated, quote, the church, end quote, today. So it'd be progressives, neo-Marxists. Then it would be Christians, real Christians, who are not educated.
Well, Brannon Howes, who is our special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the president and founder of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Broadcast Network. All that put together, we're going to be talking today about losing our freedom of religion and speech. It's past time to sit up and speak out. When we come back, we're going to talk about connecting a couple of those, Marxists and Islamists, and how in recent events, of which Brannon has been a part, that they have surfaced and they have exercised their muscle in limiting our freedom of religion and speech. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Hello, this is Sam Rohr. Although the term Christian education doesn't occur in the Bible, it does speak of the moral and spiritual instruction of children. It places a high value on knowledge, both of God and His works. It describes the moral and spiritual fruits of this knowledge and defines its ultimate purpose, the growth of your child in godliness of character and action. That's why we suggest you consider BJU Press K-12 materials. Your child's a unique individual created for a specific purpose. Proper instruction that includes the Bible and the relational influence of godly teachers produces a pure heart and a willing mind. The Bible calls that success. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. They teach critical thinking skills and keep your child engaged and excited about learning. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com. Hello, I'm your host, Sam Rohr. Can I talk with you for just a moment? We love to hear from our listeners, to hear your suggestions and which themes and guests you like the most. Let me share two recent listener comments. A handwritten note from Judy, a $25 a month partner, said this, quote, thanks so very much for giving us news that we just can't find anywhere else on radio or TV, end quote. And Bill said this, quote, every day at lunchtime, our entire furniture factory shuts down to eat. The highlight of the day for 25 of us is Stand in the Gap Today.
Your comments are true and thought-provoking. It challenges us to think clearly about all the nonsense around us. We love the biblical and constitutional perspective. There's just no one else like you, end quote. Now, if Judy and Bill's comments connect with you, would you join with us as they have for just a few dollars a month? It would make all of the difference of us staying on your station. Just go to standinthegapradio.com and set up a monthly gift. And while you're there, sign up for our emails, too.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at standinthegapradio.com.
Like the proverbial frog in the water who refuses to jump out as the water temperature increases because the change happens gradually, so are freedoms lost in nations and are being lost in our nation right now. Across the broad spectrum of freedoms we've come to take for granted, there are increasing attacks. At first, they're only nibbles, it seems like. Then the temperature increases only a little bit. Then the nibbles become bites. The temperature goes up. And at some point, the water begins to boil, but it's too late to move at that point. Like the frog, freedom is gone. He's never able to get out. And frankly, to that generation, freedom's gone. Now, to share an example of how the nibbles have become bites and direct and irrefutable restrictions of freedom of religion and speech are being implemented right now in our country, our special guest, Brandon Howe, is president and founder of Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Broadcast Network, is going to be with us. He's an author of 13 books. He's a guest and has been a guest on over 2,000 radio and TV programs. And so I just want to welcome you back right now and say, Brandon, I'm really glad that you've taken some time from your busy schedule to be with us today.
No. I'm the one that's thankful. Thank you.
Well, I think we're thankful to each other because you are a comrade in arms here from the standpoint of committed to the truth. Last week, Brandon, and this is why I really wanted to have you on today to relate this entire story, because it's not out in the press. You and a number of other people, some who had been on this program with us and as well, were in a conference in Des Moines, and I believe that you do regular conferences across the country. But you saw some things beginning to happen there that then later matured into some direct attacks on freedom of religion and speech. What were you doing out there in Des Moines? Why did you attract the attention of the enemies of freedom? And just kind of fill us in a little bit, if you could, on that.
Well, thank you, Sam. We've been holding Biblical Worldview Weekend rallies since February of 1993. So this last February was our 25th year of holding conferences. June of 2006, I kind of saw the trend where things were going with potential hate crime laws and different things. So we added a broadcast network. I'd already been doing radio. I got my start in radio through Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's oldest son, and serving as his literary agent and his education reporter. And I had been sitting in and hosting other programs and had my own program, but thought we better start something digital platform to protect ourselves from what was coming. Well, here it is. And so we launched WVW Broadcast Network. And so we announced, Sam, that these last five cities this past week would be our last free Worldview Weekend rallies, as we really make the transition from being a ministry that started as a conference ministry to really just full-time broadcast ministry. So we announced these would be our last five free cities to do. One reason why is because in April of last year, when we were having our conference in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, standing room only, men, women, and children in Sioux Falls, a Muslim man from Saudi Arabia, who lives in Sioux Falls, but originally from Saudi Arabia, came into our conference. And the police let him come into our conference, even though they saw him driving erratically, park at a building next door, drive out of that slot erratically, race toward the hotel. The police did not stop him in Sioux Falls. That's in their official police report. Even though they saw him acting this way, they let him go in the building. Sound familiar, folks? So our police that we hired off duty saw him. He was filming. We told him not to let people film. They went up to him. He had a Quran. He did this on Facebook Live, filmed his Quran, then panned the crowd while I was speaking. He had two weapons on him. They were legal. They did remove him. He went out to his car, and on Facebook Live, we have the videos again, he brandished five weapons, including two semi-automatic rifles and 1,200 rounds of ammunition. And every time he showed a weapon, he said, "Be afraid, be terrified," speaking about me and my speaker, a former Muslim, now Christian pastor, Sharam Hadian. So after that happened, we were going to close down altogether as far as conferences. We decided to go ahead and do these five this spring as our last free cities because we said it's getting too dangerous for Christians to hold functions and to speak about these things. It's safer in our studio, radio, and TV. We will hold our annual national conference every year on a gated resort in the Ozarks, but we announced we are done doing free conferences because of the increased cost of security. And that's, Sam, if we could find a hotel. Many of the hotels would send us a contract, and they would say it's available, here's the cost, we'd agree to it, they'd send us a contract, we would go to send it back, and within 24 hours, they would call us and say, our hotel management doesn't think this is a good fit. So we were having a hard time even finding hotel ballrooms because they would find out what happened to us in Sioux Falls, because that story made international news from the Jerusalem Post to the Daily Mail UK, the CBS Los Angeles to New York Post. So they would find what happened to us with that Muslim man coming in with those weapons, who, by the way, was not even charged by the police for 12 days. They even went on camera. The police didn't say he broke no laws. The state senator and state representative in the room said, I'm sorry, that's a terroristic threat. He was not charged until we made an international news story out of it, and then he only got 7 months. So when the hotels would find this, they say, you can't rent our hotel ballrooms. Well, we fortunately found a few that would let us rent their ballrooms for these 5 days. We pulled into Des Moines, Iowa, Holiday Inn Convention Center last Thursday, and I received a phone call and an email from the hotel in Green Bay stating that our conference contract would be canceled. They would not host us. I called the manager of the hotel. He said that their ownership said they do not want to host a group like ours. I said, well, that's religious discrimination. We have a contract. We've dropped 80,000 magazines promoting these cities. You know we're going to sue you, right? And he said, well, we have attorneys too. And I said, well, this is discrimination, but they didn't care. And so we did hold our event in Des Moines because that hotel is owned by a Christian family. The Holiday Inn Convention Center in Des Moines is owned by a Christian family. They're conservatives. They've been friends of ours for years. Our families have known each other for years. They've sponsored our conferences and even vacationed with us. And they were not going to back down. They did not back down. So we held Des Moines, but that was the last one we held because Thursday we found out before Des Moines started, Green Bay had pulled our contract. Friday morning while we were having breakfast, we got a phone call and an email that the Country Springs Hotel in Pewaukee, a suburb in Milwaukee that we've used many times, they called an email and said, due to complaints from the community, like they've never seen, they're canceling our contract. I explained to them again, we've spent lots of money for 6 months promoting these radio spots, 80,000 pieces of mail dropped. If we can't hold these events, we can't take an offering to offset our costs. And they said, we're sorry, and they canceled our contract. So then it was on, all the pressure was on then from these groups, Southern Poverty Law Center, CARE, Muslim Brotherhood, Antifa groups, went after the city of Onalaska near La Crosse, Wisconsin. And they then asked us literally 4 hours before the doors were to open for liability insurance. They didn't ask us for that the last 6 months, but all of a sudden they want it. We sent it to them, named them on the liability insurance from our insurance company. And then they all called us back and said, well, this isn't quite what we wanted. We want this, 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 and this. There was no way to comply with that. So there you go.
Brandon, let me ask you this. I want you to go back, if you would, and repeat those groups that have come against you. And if you would, delineate which of those are Marxist, which are Islamist. And then I want to ask this. The collusion between the Marxist group, Islamist groups, is that coincidental just because they both don't like your message? Or are they working, and this is a popular word today, are they working in collusion with each other deliberately?
Yes, great question, Sam. The groups I would say the Southern Poverty Law Center is a Marxist communist front group, a neo-Marxist front group. I believe Southern Poverty Law Center is. The CARE, that's a Muslim Brotherhood front group. And, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood in their history is their connection to Adolf Hitler. They were founded in Egypt in 1928 by Al-Banna. One of their most prominent, well-known members was the Grand Mufti of Palestine, al-Husseini. You can look him up online, see al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of the Muslim Brotherhood, sitting with Adolf Hitler. He had an office in Berlin. He broadcast out of Berlin. And he was actually involved in the creation of the Final Solution. Even the History Channel has put out documentaries on this that you'll find. Hitler, according to many experts, was going to let some of the Jews leave Hungary and Bulgaria. And the Grand Mufti, Muslim Brotherhood Grand Mufti of Palestine, said, no, they'll end up over in Palestine where I'm at. Kill them. And so he helped to create the Final Solution and the murder of 5 million Jews. So you want to talk about who the Nazis are. It's people hold signs out in front of the Des Moines Hotel saying we're Nazis. The Nazis are literally the Islamo-Nazis working that is CARE. That's the front group for Muslim Brotherhood. They were literally, the Grand Mufti got the Muslims, 30,000 Bosnian Muslims, to wear the Nazi uniform with the swastika and the sword of Islam. They were Nazis. So that's CARE. Then the Southern Poverty Law Center. Then the Antifa groups got involved because Southern Poverty Law Center put out the list of all the hotels we're going to and fanned the flames. And don't forget, Southern Poverty Law Center's own spokesperson told Chris Matthews that their purpose is to destroy, not just disagree with us, to destroy groups like ours. How is that not racketeering? Where is Jeff Sessions? Where is Jeff Sessions?
You know, this is very interesting information that you're sharing with us, Brandon. And, you know, it's almost unbelievable to me, but not surprising, that a group like yours is running into this situation here in America today, because you are upholding the biblical worldview. And even those who call themselves Christians don't understand the biblical worldview and will fight against it.
Well, absolutely. And I wrote a book a few years ago predicting all this. It started out with the book Grave Influence. I wrote it in 2008, came out in 2009. Then the next book in the trilogy was called The Religious Trojan Horse. And the next one was called The Coming Religious Reich. And in that book, The Coming Religious Reich, I have a chapter entitled The Similarities Between the False Church in Nazi Germany and the Growing Global False Church. The false church in Germany, made up of what we call, quote, German Christians, dissolved their denominations and united under the Reich Bishop handpicked by Adolf Hitler. They pulled out the Bible and put in Mein Kampf, pulled down the cross, put in the swastika, swore their kids into service to Hitler in their church services, and thought that Hitler was ordained by God. And so only a few people stood up against him. Out of 14,000 evangelical pastors, only a little more than 800 would stand up to him, and we know what happened to them. Well, we're seeing the same thing today. Interfaith dialogue. All these Christians calling for interfaith dialogue. That is the number one tactic of the Muslim Brotherhood by their own admission.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us right now, I know you're getting a whole earful. I want you to stay tuned with us, because we're going to come back after this break and continue in this discussion. We're going to focus more on the fragility of freedom of religion and speech. Freedom is fragile, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Brandon is talking about. World experiences there. When we come back, we're going to talk further in depth about this and what we must know. We must know what's happening in America and then how to deal with it in our last segment. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today, discussing the pressing issues facing our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Now let's rejoin our host.
If you are just joining us on Stand in the Gap today, we are glad that you're with us. And if you've been listening, you're going to want to stay tuned as we complete this program today. Our general theme for today is this: losing our freedom of religion and of speech. It's past time to sit up and speak out. And what we're sharing today on this program is an interview, or not an interview, but we're basically some recent occurrences that have come forward from those opposing freedom and have impacted, in this case, Brandon Howes, who is the founder and president of Worldview Weekend and has his own TV and radio network. We're going to get more into detail in this segment, but I also like to encourage all of you who are listening, if you've not written to us, if you've not contacted us, we really need to know. We need to hear from you. You can do that on our app. You can go to our website at standinthegapradio.com and do it easily there. We encourage your partnering, not just in prayer, clearly starting with prayer, but also finances, because this is a ministry. We need your help. And we also would strongly encourage you to, if you like what you're hearing, communicate to your friends on Facebook, Twitter, or any other mechanism of social media. Let them know, and just call them up, what you see happening here on this program. I think it is all something that we've got to do in our defense of freedom, frankly, and we try to do equipping here for that. So let me go back to the illustration I started with here, men. Whether the illustration is the frog in the water that I laid out last time, who loses his mobility and ultimately his freedom by incrementally being boiled to death, or we could take the illustration of a great building that is brought to collapse by the insidious and quiet work of termites. In either case, it's the same. It's collapse of the structures of justice, the loss of freedom of religion. It's a loss of freedom. In history, as Brandon was saying in the last segment, referring to what happened in Hitler's Germany, in fact, that happened, where freedom went to bondage. And so we're going to talk in this segment about the fragility, just how fragile freedom is in this country. And Brandon, with that, I want to welcome you back here. And I want to ask you a short question, but it's not so simple a question. In your studies of observation, just how undermined are our freedoms here in this country? The termites, so to speak, how many of them are around, and how hot is the water? Looking at the frog illustration, how hot is the water right now in this country? How fragile is our freedom?
You boil something and you don't see the bubbles yet, but you just start to see those teeny little air bubbles popping up. And it tells you that it's about to start boiling. That's where we're at right now. It's about to start boiling. And I've been doing this for, since the early 90s. And so, again, I've written 13 books. That's not to boast, but to say that I spend hours and hours doing research. If you go to my website, worldviewweekend.com, you'll see all the radio shows and TV shows and research that we're known for. I'm talking screenshots of books and video clips and audio clips. We do primary source research. On my book, The Coming Religious Reich, has 600 footnotes. So I'm telling you, we are far down the road. Most people don't know. And the sad thing is we're doing it to ourselves. The Muslim Brotherhood wrote a document. Again, this is the neo-Nazi, Islamo-Nazi group that worked with Hitler, the Muslim Brotherhood, founded in 1928. They wrote a document in 1991 called the Muslim Explanatory Memorandum, the Muslim Brotherhood Explanatory Memorandum. It was entered into the federal Holy Land trial by our federal government when they were trying these groups that were funding terrorism. So this has been implemented as evidence by our federal government. That's how credible it is. In 1991, this document was written by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a group, by the way, that started Hamas, the terrorist organization, in the late 80s. That's here in America under all kinds of names they hide themselves with. In 2004, the document was discovered in a sub-basement in Northern Virginia in a jihadi's house. Their plans clearly states that their purpose is to get Americans to sabotage our miserable house with our own hands. That's what they said. It's in the document. That's what we're doing. When we use words like Islamophobia, created by the International Institute of Islamic Thought, another front group for Muslim Brotherhood, which one of their defectors who left the group admits the word was created to silence people like Pastor Sam and myself and others, because you have an unreasonable fear or phobia. You're crazy. So if you speak truth about Islam, you're crazy. You have an unreasonable fear or phobia. It was used to silence people, marginalize and vilify them, and shut down the critics. Well, I'm not going away and I'm not shutting down, because the other alternative is we begin losing freedom of speech, freedom of religion, our Second Amendment, and that's exactly what they did to the Jews. That's why they were able to round the Jews all up, many of them in one night when this first started, because they were armed, licensed, and they were veterans. And so the Nazis rounded up the Jews. So you start losing your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, your Second Amendment rights, what's left? So I'm not going away. But the Muslim Brotherhood said they would get us, Americans, to destroy our own country with our own hands. And when you have hotel business owners shutting down free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of peaceful assembly, of conferences that have been going on for 25 years, that is Americans destroying our own house, and they're sitting back and they're laughing. And you know what's helping do it? Many of these, quote, pastors, and put quotes because they're not pastors, they're hirelings, that are defending interfaith dialogue. Saqib Qutb was an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood leader out of Egypt. He's dead now, but he wrote many books. And in his book, he said that interfaith dialogue was a one-way bridge to bring the non-Muslim over to the Muslim. It was a one-way bridge. Today, many so-called evangelical pastors are defending interfaith dialogue with jihadi imams like Bob Roberts and many others who are working with the Alliance of Virtue and Common Good that is known to be working with jihadis, and I could go on and on. We have the executive director of a Bible ministry, if I named, many of you would fall out on the floor, whose tweet we have screenshot of declaring that Jesus was involved in interfaith dialogue. No, he wasn't. Dialogue? Sure. Interfaith? No. That's a clear violation of 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 17. So we are destroying our own miserable house, as they say, sabotaging our own miserable house, as the Muslim Brotherhood predicted we would do, by defending them as being the group that is peaceful and loving, and those who speak truth as being the haters and crazy people.
Brendan, let me jump in and ask you this. There's a lot of places we could go. You connected in the prior segment both the Marxists as well as the Islamists, and a lot of times people would look at those two groups and say that they are not normally natural roommates, but they are roommates. They share similar goals and similar designs as far as America's concerned. If you could explain why those two are linked together as common enemies of America, what is it ideologically that links them? And then I want to ask this. You hit the nail on the head when you talked about pastors and you put it in quotation marks. So many pastors are just oblivious to the threat that the Islamist and Islamic ideology poses to America. What is the answer to solving that in the pulpits of America?
Yeah, well, let's prove that the Marxists and Muslims are united. One, many proofs, but one would be the fact that recently at one of their national conferences, we have on video, one of the major jihadis, and by the way, when you say jihadi, there are many kinds of jihad. There's obviously blowing yourself up jihad. Then there's cultural jihad, where you shut down freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Most of what's happening in America today is a cultural jihad. So they are jihadis. They're trying to overthrow the country. They're coming against Christians and Jews and people of the Constitution. So they are jihadis. They're just doing it as a cultural jihad. So one of the major jihadis on video a few years ago came out at one of their conferences and said, Black Lives Matter is now our matter. We know Black Lives Matter was founded by three ladies who openly admit to being queers and communists. And I don't use the word queer as a pejorative. That's LGBTQ queer. They wear that as a badge of honor today. It was a slur when I was growing up, but today it's a badge of honor for them. That's who founded Black Lives Matter, and they were mentored by Eric Mann of the Weather Underground. And, of course, the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers and that group was involved in over 30 bombings. So we can connect them without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, one of the other leading Muslims by the name of the Jackal, he actually said, again, that we must work with the Marxists and the communists to kill our shared enemy, America. So why are they coming against us? Because they do agree. They agree on social justice, socialism. That's a major tenet of Islam. We know that, of course, that's a major tenet of Marxism or socialism or communism, social justice, socialism. They're also united in their idea of dominion theology or world dominion. Now, who's going to be in control, the Marxists or the Muslims? Well, they'll worry about that later after they kill their shared enemy, America. They're also united in their hatred of Israel and the Jewish people and the Christians. Karl Marx said, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. We also know, obviously, from the Quran and the Hadith that the Muslims hate the Christians and the Jew. The rock will cry out, oh, Muslim, come, for here is a Jew hiding behind me. So slay them, slit their throat, kill them wherever you find them. So we know what the Quran and the Hadith says about the Christian and the Jew. We know what the Muslims or the Marxists think about God. Again, Karl Marx, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. So what they're doing now, however, in America is co-opting the church, because the Marxists have said for years they cannot make their event work without religion. So they are now wrapping their Marxism with Christianity. And when you wrap Christianity and Marxism together, that's called liberation theology. And many of these groups are united, whether it's the neo-evangelicals, the neo-Calvinists, the communists, the Islamicists. One of the things that unites them is not only social justice, the social gospel, but it's also their idea and really anti-Semitism against the nation of Israel. Many of them do not like Israel. And I believe what God is doing is letting these guys do what they're doing as part of God's judgment on America per Romans 1. But what Satan is doing is he's bringing the Marxists and Muslims to America. And they're coming against America, and they're going to bring down America. That's what they're trying to do. Because Satan is going to eventually move against Israel per Ezekiel 38. And that is a coalition of Marxists and Muslims, Gog, Magog, Russia, all those Muslim and Marxist coalitions we see in Ezekiel 38. Well, they got to take out America, the only true friend of Israel, first before Satan moves against Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing a powerful piece of information here. I hope you got that. And again, go back to our website, standinthegapradio.com, or listen to it on our app. Listen to this again. Share it with your friends. Now, when we come back, we're going to further connect the dots between Islamism and Marxism by going to what we're calling the Stealth Wilmington Ports Deal of 2018. Right down in Wilmington, Delaware, Islamic nations are seeking to take over seaports, key seaports in America. We're going to connect some dots on this issue with
Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press Materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press Materials are available for grades K-12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press Materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com.
Here's what Dr. Jimmy DeYoung has to say about Stand in the Gap.
But I just feel compelled. This is an unsolicited testimonial that I want to bring to your audience. This opportunity that the people listening to you have to reach this nation with the truth, the biblical truth, constitutional truth, has to be taken care of. The American Pastors Network, there's no parallel in all of America with that. The 425 radio stations, I mean, that's an unknown. And I don't know that anybody had put that kind of a network together to do what these guys are doing. And it's got a true focus as far as a talk program. Look at here. You've got a former politician who would probably still like to be a politician. You have a pastor of a church, and you have an itinerant evangelist that travels all over the nation making impact the way he is. Folks, you got to support Stand in the Gap Radio. I just wanted to pass it along because I'm so impressed with this ministry.
Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." What a provoking statement for us all to consider, particularly in this election year. Hello, I'm Sam Rohrer of the American Pastors Network with another Stand in the Gap Minute. The nation whose God is the Lord will be physically secure, with even their enemies at peace with them. They will prosper physically and spiritually. Like a shining city on a hill, this nation will be marked by justice. But today, we're none of these. The logical question for us is this: how can we expect God's blessing on our nation when we've rejected Him and made for ourselves gods of government and stuff? There's simply no way back to security and blessing until our nation returns to the God of the Bible. So let's start with you. Is your God the God of the Bible? Could I invite you to stand with us, embracing God, the source of all blessings? Join with us and add your name to our email list at standinthegapradio.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And now, let's rejoin Stand in the Gap Today.
The efforts by atheistic Marxism and communism to undermine and bring about the collapse of the United States and the Western world has been very clear for a long time. We've fought world wars to this end. We're engaged in conflict, actually, right now, and may increase. Yet they and the Nazi Islamist direct connections in ideology, goals, and strategies in the pursuit of worldwide control and bondage continues, should I say, not just unabated, but perhaps increasing, although it's not very widely known. Deliberate, stealthily, and very committed, the enemies of freedom are awake. But I'm afraid that most Americans, including most American Christians, are very much asleep. Now, to connect a few more dots, I want to bring back in Brannon Howes, president and founder of Worldview Weekend and Worldview TV and Radio Network. Brannon, really appreciated having you on the program already today. You've been just a wealth of information. But I want to go to another connecting the dots, as I said here. Last Friday on this program, I entitled it The Return of the Dubai Ports Deal of 2006, but this time by stealth. And we relayed a lot of breaking information that day with a great guest. I termed it the stealth Wilmington Ports Deal of 2018. Now, we've touched on in this last segment, but in your recent experience, the media has in effect refused to cover this takeover of our ports by nefarious Islamic-connected companies and individuals. In your opinion, what's the primary goal of this United Arab Emirates-based Gulftainer company that's seeking control of the Port of Wilmington, particularly since they already now control Port Canaveral, which was negotiated under Barack Obama in 2015? Is there a Marxist-Islamic connection here? If it's so, establish it, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if there's a – well, I guess we could probably say there's a Marxist-Islamic establishment here because of the fact that Obama is a neo-Marxist. He has an Islamic background. I think he is also a neo-Marxist, and he let this happen. They shut down the committee, told by Jim Rickards. They shut down the committee that was to review this process, and this is how this went through, along with Uranium One. Now, Sean Hannity and everybody are doing a great job on Uranium One, but very few people are talking about this. We started talking about this in November of 2017, and we recorded a whole TV show at WVWTV.com that's still there with former CIA operations officer Claire Lopez on this last year. They can still watch that at WVWTV.com and see the video footage of the Gulftainer and how it works. And the roof raises up with a satellite command and up pops four silos for a cruise missiles. And so, yes, that would be your neo-Marxist connection. But again, everybody's talking about Uranium One. They're not talking about the Gulftainer deal. When that committee was shut down to let Uranium One go through, this went through at the same time. And that it is the former head of Saddam Hussein's nuclear program, Dr. Jaffer, that is now running Port Canaveral in Florida, is going to get the port in Wilmington, Delaware. And what's interesting is I have a friend of mine who's in national intelligence in the military. He had 600 people that answered to him. Until our broadcast broke this story last year, he didn't even know about it. He now is taking the documentation and is giving it to every member of Congress and high-ranking military official and people inside the intel community he can give it to. So this is the role that your show, my show, play. These guys are not aware of everything happening, even if they're in military intelligence, because they all specialize. So they don't know everything. We have Christians in national intelligence, you know, listening to our broadcast, hearing what we're saying, going, that's not in my area of expertise. I deal with something different. Let me go check it out. Oh, that's true. Wow. And then they start passing it out. So we're providing a service within national security because we understand the purpose of government, reward the righteous, punish the wicked, per Romans 13. But now let me add a little something to this. Most people are not aware in America, as well as they should be, that Venezuela is basically a socialist, neo-Marxist nation with their leaders and past leaders. They've had 2,100% inflation last year. The military has even been spotted along with the middle class. But even the military people are eating out of dumpsters and having a hard time making it work. We have 5,000 Russian-made man-pads, shoulder-launch-type missiles floating around out there in Venezuela, 5,000 of them. But we also have the fact that the CIA officer, Director Pompeo, has admitted that Russia and Cuba and Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, Hezbollah, Islam, they are, and Iran are all working in Venezuela. But Venezuela, because of their financial collapse and inflation, they own Citgo. They own Citgo oil. We have three Citgo oil refineries in the U.S. and 48 oil terminals up and down the eastern seaboard. Russia came in with several billion dollars to prop up Citgo from collapsing. And so now Russia owns about 50% of Citgo. So now that you have this Dr. Jaffer, who, again, was former head of Saddam Hussein's nuclear program, who all, by the way, also developed what's known as the beach ball, a very small miniaturized nuclear device known as the beach ball because it looks like a beach ball, about the size of a beach ball. He now runs Port Canaveral. He's going to get Delaware, the Port of Delaware. He is in relationship, in a business relationship, with the 100% Russian-owned exporter of the Club K cargo missile system that looks just like what would fit on the back of a truck. And then pops up four silos and missiles.
Brandon, let me just jump in here right quick, if you don't mind, because we are just about out of time. But, you know, what comes to my mind from the scripture is Romans 13:11, where it says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." In the last minute or two of this program, what can you share with our listeners about what we can do to wake up, get out of our sleep, and begin to do something about this whole scenario we've been talking about today?
Well, how about letting your elected officials know? How about letting your elected officials know that Citgo owns 48 oil terminals up and down the East Coast? Russia is in a relationship with the guy who's now running these ports. They now have a reason to bring missiles, cargo systems, into the U.S. under cover of running oil companies up and down the eastern seaboard with a relationship between Venezuela and Russia. So they have reason now to be shipping containers into this U.S. Many experts say they may already be here. Our elected officials don't know these things. The reason Sessions is failing miserably, I believe, is because he's a former U.S. senator. I've worked on Capitol Hill as a representative up there representing Christian schools and homeschool groups. These senators and congressmen are some of the most ignorant people I've ever dealt with in my life. Well-intentioned, many of them, and nice. But the staffers are who tell them what to say, what to do. Sessions, I believe, doesn't know what he's doing because he's been a senator who's told what to do all the time. We have got to alert our elected officials. They don't know half of what you and I know. You and I know more about what's happening in this country than our elected officials do. Our police departments don't know what we're saying today because the police departments, the politicians will not let the police departments be trained by people like Sharam Hadian or Chris Gobbets who infiltrated CARE. So we know more on these issues than the average person in government or police. We have got to educate our leaders.
And I'm going to step in here right now. We're about to close. Brannon, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, standinthegapradio.com. Go there later and pick this up. This we do need, in addition to all of these pieces of communication, we need God's people to communicate to God. Dave, I'd like to have you close and wrap us up here now in prayer, could you, for these things and put it together.
Be delighted to. Sam, Father, thank you for the power of the information communicated today. Thank you for Brennan's incredible work. God, I pray you would bless him. Give him, Lord, an Elijah-like voice. And Lord, from his heart, may he speak the truth. And Lord, as we communicate these things on this program, Father, I pray you would give us listening ears. And more importantly, understanding hearts on the part of those on Capitol Hill who need to understand what's going on. And Father, I pray would be watchmen on the wall. I pray your preachers would become precisely that as well. And Father, awaken your church and may we be the army for righteousness and truth that we should be in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Brannon House, for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us. Forward this program on to your friends. They need to hear this information. Write, contact, and communicate with the Lord. That's what we must do. See you back tomorrow, just 23 hours from now.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap Today. Stand in the Gap Today is another quality ministry of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues affecting the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. We take seriously the command to be salt and light and the mission to declare truth in the public square. Stand in the Gap Radio is supported through the prayers and tax-deductible financial gifts from listeners like you. Would you please consider a donation to help us increase our outreach of biblical truth? To learn more about us and make your donation, please visit standinthegapradio.com. You may also give from our smartphone app. Download the Stand in the Gap app. Search for it in your web store under the heading Stand in the Gap. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in every weekday at the same time for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.